I know Minister O'Brien is considering this matter at the moment, and Deputy Joe Kerry, Deputy John McHugh and others have made a similar case as you're making now in relation to the sliding scale. Just to say, the whole idea of having a cap per square foot in terms of cost is a sensible one, so that we can contain costs and make sure that the money is spent most efficiently. And it's based on an independent index, which is a society of chartered surveyors. So if a house is damaged or destroyed by lightning or knocked down for some reason, this is the amount the insurance company would pay out per square foot. So it is an objective index, but it is updated every year, by the way, and we'd expect it to be increased in the spring in line with construction inflation. The logic behind the sliding scale is one of economies of scale. That a smaller building costs more to build per square foot than a larger building does. And people who work in the building trade, and I see somebody behind you nodding, I think, at that, that it is a fact that a smaller building costs more to build per square foot than a larger one because of economies of scale.
Time is up. Thank you.
But that's the logic behind it.